Tav Kuf Yod. We're holding the Sif Yod, the Mishabur is on Sif Yod, which is Sif Katan Lamed Beis. So we said that that when it comes to the Malach of Hitzah of carrying things, things that are normally carried, there's a problem of Udur Chol, so you have to carry it in a different way. Something that's normally carried by Moitz. So you should carry them on your back. Things you're carrying your back, you're carrying your shoulder. Things you're carrying your shoulder, you should carry in your hands.
What about the issue of unnecessary tear cutting? This is
so we said before within a home or within a chutzur, you try and mimamay the hiluch. But once you're going out into the Shasarab, because all the opposite, the people shouldn't see that you're doing it in a weekday fashion. So they're trying to balance the two possibilities. He says, "Kol zeh kinei l'shabbos b'derechol lamed gimel." And he says, "Or you put a baguette over the top of that." Marv Masor, so we're talking about that the items were dry. So we're not worried about maybe this bag falling in, and the bag falls in, it's going to get wet, and then you have a problem with schita. So it was either dry or b'yayin, or by wine. Shalashach the mikzah shemay yiskun. There's no zayr of schita. Then the schita is mishum liban. It's not considered liban. Can avoid the mishum yotes if you're squeezing out wine, leaving behind, which leaves out some wine behind, and the whole thing is gooey and sticky from the wine. It's not called liban. Chazal did say over there, it's a machine new test. You can't do you can't cover water because water, we're afraid that if the baguette will fall in, there already it's water in the bag, and you squeeze it out, the water as it goes out takes out dirt. That's a malach of libun. Okay.
How to follow?
We're worried
about schita or
libun. There's two involved in schita. There are two potential malachas. You're dealing with in a case where you want to use a liquid, let's say fruit. So that's told of dosh. And there's also schita, which is a problem of libun. If I take a bag and I squeeze it out, the problem is libun. So here the issue is the libun issue. If you're going to cover the container with a bag in, so Chazal were concerned that the bag might fall into the container as you're carrying it, and it'll get soaking, and then next thing you know, you're going to squeeze it. So by wine, that doesn't bother us because it's not considered bleeding when you squeeze it.
Right, but
by water, it'll be a problem.
You're squeezing it to get the water. Is that a problem? It's like squeezing it.
If you would squeeze out the bag to get the wine, it'll be a problem. The problem is you're squeezing out to get the wine out of the bag. The wine's going to Ibu. But what also is going to Ibu? The problem is, meanwhile, it's cleaning out the bag. Then he says that it's not after. There's a lot of guests which came, so you have to eat it quickly. So you can do it in the normal fashion. So that's an example of Shachanar gave. Who did Lamadalit? Who did in the after loy l'shalos b'nei sibachelis? Any other reason why you can't? Chazal did not prevent you from transporting what you need. You do it as normally, and that's it. So you have gas and you need to do this quickly. What's the armor? And you do it in a normal fashion, it'll go more quickly. So it really depends, you know. So you said if all the sheet is just covering them in the bag, it doesn't really add so much more time to covering the bag. Changing how you carry it, whether on your shoulder or your back, etc., that might change the time element. Okay. less than Yikubais. So that is relevant in two halachas. It's relevant over here in Sifyut, this issue of carrying this burden in a different fashion. It's also relevant to halacha which we have in Sifyut. Persons bring Kaliyayin, so they shouldn't put in the kupa, you know, four or five jugs, but rather he should carry them one by one. So we'll have this head roll. So the Zima in the harbor Urchim, the circle of the Meher of the Kuba Biyak. There's a lot of guests. They need to bring in for all the guests at one time the wine. So you put the lost days in the kupas. You can take a box, put four or five jugs in the box at one time and carry the whole box, which is how far you can't do. But for this purpose of Arkham, you could. Now, Zatim Shavura, for Arkham, Nikol Yinzeh, Akhilim Yosef Ha'ir. Not only from a different city, which obviously these people have nowhere to go to eat, that's mamish, a real valid service. But even from this city, where, you know, so you go home. But right now I have guests and I need to feed them, so that's called a valid service. Then we saw on the Bahamas, you can't do it at all. So we said before that we hold that there is the Isra of Shisha Mehemta and Yom Tov. And so that's why. Now, the Mishabura brought over there that the Lashon Mechad was Emetzir Masal Behemah B'Yamta, period. So we hold Shisha Behemta B'Yamta, I understand. If you hold Shisha Behemta B'Yamta, what's the problem? So Shabura said, it's a Rabbanon, it's Derek Shaisa Bechal. That's an Uthul Bechal issue. So even though, theoretically, you're doing it in a way where... the Malacha, Shisha Behemta, and Mechamer are not more Chomer than the Malacha of a person. So if I'm telling you, a person is allowed to carry this mass in a certain way, but he would also be allowed to carry that in a certain way. So at the Raisa level, everybody's going to agree in this case is going to look. So everybody's going to agree that, you know, the real problem is this, you're a bottom, also going to fall. We did Yud Aleph last night also. You can't bring Eitzim the Chavah B'Kupa, rather you put it in a Mishpat.
One example is, if you have Maisa Shani,
that's a Lomar. I feel I'm in the Kaimais, I'm in Tarim Lahavi, even in the case of without a carry, so that was some tough to follow with Sifkin. In other words, we had the case, you can't bring it from area way out from the city, it's near the city where we had before. You can't wrap up in a rope. Again, the underlying principle is you can't do it in a weekday type of fashion. Okay. Tough Kufiyot Aleph. New Simon. Havora Ulachim Mayim Mutter B'Yam. So we're talking about the Malacha of Havora and the Malacha of warming water. So, number one, Aleph, Sip Aleph. What the loss is Madura on your stomach and that? You're allowed to make a pile of wood, a fire, in order to warm yourself. That's considered now.
Sauce Madura, that doesn't sound like Havara.
Sorry?
It says, I'm talking about Sauce Madura. That's not Havara. That's starch from scratch. My sauce is starch from scratch. That's also it.
There's an issue of Merlinage. But over here, I'm making the Madura and I'm lighting the Madura. What I'm lighting it from is not really relevant, and it's not the issue. The issue is, am I allowed to light? This is not cooking.
Lighting it from a pre existing flame, that's my bar. That's what I understand. Making a flame, striking a match, that's not hard.
Madura is not making a pyre.
Madura is this grounds.
How you live it, that's not the issue.
Oh, you're saying regular here is not the fire, it's the firewood?
Yeah.
The
so what the thing over here is
sure.
That
right,
this is not, you're not doing it for cooking purposes, you're doing it for heating to warm yourself. And that's also mutter. There's a mention of machloek is that mutter, because that's considered or alternatively, heating your body is an equivalent to halacha of echol nefesh. It's not a mitzvah. That's not much echol nefesh. My direct body needs are considered direct echol nefesh. I don't need a mitzvah for that. Nafkamina is beisham. The beisham doesn't hold a mitzvah, but he holds of this din. Mitzvah is a contraction of a full phrase, or just the first word of a full phrase. That what makes the drasha that once the Torah was modeling things for echol nefesh purposes, we were mapped for other purposes also. Now, we have to remember the also the Hachim based on Torah B'yamtiv. That you can't heat up a basic herb, which is basic herb was where they would go for warming. And their houses used to be such that they would have like an inner room, which is more insulated. And in the winter, they would go into that room and just have to deal with heating that room. So it was just heating purposes and not cooking any cooking purposes. Many times, the oven would share a double function. The oven would, you know, it's a waste of wood. You use the same oven for cooking as you used for heating. So that. Once you're heating it for the cooking purposes, you obviously can heat it for the other purposes. Beis Acharev was a separate room, which was not the oven of cooking. It was a separate thing. So they're going to say it's also, but there's no cooking involved. Why is that? Now, Lachara, we just said that the body need of heat, warmth, is a valid one. The answer is a valid one. So the problem is, and a car gadol, ben a little fanakin. So here we have an issue that you're allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov. One of the malachas do malacha on Yom Tov even after they have to be tired, it has to be shoveled upon that. So cooking, everybody has feeding needs. Lighting it for warmth. So when it's 30 degrees outside, that's a need for all people. When it's 65, that's from the falafel. So you're going to go light it just for heating purposes, and maybe it's not really so cold. So you're lighting it just for a mefunik. So that's that. Now look, if it's not shoveling upon that, but you're not allowed to do it. So if I say across the board rule, you can only light in the place where you're lighting for cooking, also, we'll never have the problem. And that gets the same halacha like the halacha America, which we'll see later on. The next sif. And the halacha mudra, which we'll see in sif dalin, that those are purposes of lighting, which are not mudra because they're only for one sector of the population. Okay. The halacha mudra is not like this chumra. You're allowed to light it. And in the case of where it was a problem, Okay. It has to be for echol nefesh. Still, it's mutter. Why can't alone the mitzvah shahutra habara l'tzarech echol nefesh? Once the Torah permitted for echol nefesh purposes, hutra af shlo l'tzarech echol nefesh. It's permitted for other purposes also. Ubelvad, however, with the caveat, sheishav l'chol nefesh, l'tzarech yopim. It has to be something which is. It's considered a valid normal need, and you need it for Yom Tov.
Why? That if it were to go out to the span of time, I would have to be late, because it's just the time that it's really fun. So if that's the case, then it would have to be late. Why didn't you
The Paul meaning the Hanos and Haguf, anything which is a direct physical benefit to the body. Well, Akshay Yacholachol Nefesh, who? Rakshay Shabbatachol Nefesh, as long as it's a normal need, that's considered Yacholachol Nefesh, not Mitzvah. This is Yacholachol Nefesh Mamish. I mean, you'd almost say, like, you know, that the warmth is getting absorbed into the body. Rav will say, but it becomes a rechitza. Rechitza is considered oichol nefesh mamish. Any water to wash yourself is not mitzvah. Because there's a mishnah which says, Meshami says, explicitly, you're allowed to heat water for rechitza. From your face, hands, and feet. And Meshami said before in the first parak, he doesn't hold a mitzvah. So the Rambam says, because this is the oichol nefesh mamish. Washing is directly on the body. That's it. So the warmth is not, I mean, you don't put the fire in your body, but the idea is the fire creates the heat which goes directly into your body. Okay. And then he said, there's Yeshua with the Tosil, the Hopkin, the Mesacher. Yeshua with the Osir, but I'll call you the Yisrael. This Chumrah, the Zayr, you might come to light it with the case was not necessary. They didn't make it this in the Mirror Lot. When Yaakov put down Mashori, a minute ago, Hulk off of the Yisrael, to the Kameh. Our minute goes to the Mekel anyway. But everybody agrees, all you the Yaakov. So there you're not doing any cooking. You're just heating. So what are you worried about? The partner in a cargo. It's not so cold. Period. It's not in a cargo. It's not so cold. The average people do not mind that type level of cold. You had a problem. So then, if you light it, then not for cooking purposes and for this minimal cold, which most people don't mind, that's not called shabbat chol nefesh, and it'll be awesome. Now, in the Islam, if you have the shahar yikar gadol, which you bought to the public in the Pesach of the Sukkot, what we have in Northern Europe, Pesach time or Sukkot time, it can be quite cold. But that's definitely what. Okay, now, even if the heat wasn't such that you would have to light the oven because of the cold, so you have your oven where you're cooking, and that's over there. You bring it to the table, and the food, right away, the cold is such that the food starts to get, to chill very quickly. So I want to warm up the room, and I should be able to enjoy my meal. See, I don't mind the temperature. I put on a sweater, but my chicken, I can't put a sweater on my chicken. You're allowed to warm up the tatar besachar, which is really a heating place, to keep the food warm. That's directly a chol nefesh. And that's not only that, and that you're gonna have to say is not only limited to a mafunik. Mafunik being a sensitive individual. But if the cold is not so great, the person's lighting the fire to warm himself. That's all the mafunaki hey. Satimura said, if the average person doesn't have this need, it's only for people which are sensitive, that's a problem, not shabbat chol nefesh, and that's awesome. So that's also a kemercha to mugna. So what are the, we're comparing lighting for cold when only a few people use it, we need that lighting to the case of mercha to mugna. So what are those about?
Heino. this Mechon Nefesh, this is in the whole city, in the whole town. What if you have a situation of a nursing home, say, where everybody is old or sick?
Shalom Nefesh would normally mean that basically it was in the city. So even though elderly people would need it, if they're just one sector of the
no, it's the whole community. It's not the community.
It means the general population. There's a bit more focus we discussed before in Tafsa Yibog about Rafua. Rafua is called Shavu'ach Nefesh. Rabban says that Rafua is not called Shavu'ach Nefesh because all people are sick. I mean, there are plenty of sick people, right? But, well, so that doesn't change if you're in a hospital. Now, there are some people which are makeable on that. They hold that before. There's a thing Yeshua told you. Yeshua says that health is something which is shavu l'chol nefesh. Everybody needs to take care of their health. So each person has a different way of taking care of their health. But the concept, so he feels that it would be called shavu l'chol nefesh. So that's why, remember, that he's not just smoking, you know, that was the answer for smoking. It's healthy. Kamerich Tzibur, Ma'ano Din, that's the level.
Same thing to medicine. Someone is on a prescription has to take medicine for 10 days, so one day of Shabbos. But that would seem to be an exception, because that's certainly not Shabbos to medicine. Most people not taking medicine.
That's what Ramban says. So taking medication is not a problem, because
Shabbos?
No, I know.
No, I'm talking about the issue of Shabbos.
Shabbos is only relevant.
That's only relevant to Yom Tov.
But here's where you have a scenario. Let's say the area is down for Yom Tov. So I can't carry that medicine outside my house, because I'm doing my hatsua for someone who's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Well, I need that medicine with me. If that's not shavu l'chol nefesh, if you hold me, if you're not called shavu l'chol nefesh, I can't carry that with the air just down.
You
say hatsua is mutar. Hatsua like any other malacha, it has to shavu l'chol nefesh.
Well, everybody, that's almost by definition, that's shavu l'chol nefesh. Everybody has the interest in carrying something sometimes.
No, yeah, but carrying medicine.
Well, that's to carry a specific item.
I'm carrying medicine. Most people don't have a need to carry medicine. That's not called shavu l'chol nefesh. That, for me, that's the element of refuah.
You mean you're breaking down the kind of medicine, carrying a filter fish, carrying the wine, carrying the bread?
Yeah, the more I ask, can I shaft medicine? Oh. Shaft the deer. Only people who are very rich. There's only one sector of the population that eats it. Not because everybody else doesn't, is against it, just they can't afford it. But the more question that to be that that would have been considered, according to the Gemara, a problem of shavu l'chol nefesh, the Rebbe. So if you look at each malacha, within the malacha, what are you doing it with? So we're going to get ahead of ourselves, because this is really the next sift base and sift dal here in this simon. So Merchus is that I'm going to ask you to hold your question up, because we're just going to do some base in a second. Tosis learns up that the Gemara says that to heat water to wash your whole body is also, he says it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. To heat water on the uptick to wash your head, face, hands and feet, that's shavu l'chol nefesh. To do it your whole body, that's not shavu l'chol nefesh. So the Rabbah is comparing heating the room when the temperature is not so cold to heating the water for your whole body, which you said in that sip is awesome. Now it didn't. The Lahok in mind and surface, he was hoping for the sip base. The awesome times there, such a Lahok Nefesh. And Mugmer was that there were certain people who were very sensitive to smell, and they used to always, they would take spices and put them on the poles and burn it, and incense to make a nice smell in the house constantly. So we're going to see in Siddal, that's awesome. Because, that's a malacha. You're burning this spice up on the poles. But it's not Shabbat Chonevish. Most people don't have that need to have these fancy candles burning. So somebody asked me the Russian, somebody asked me on Sukkot, they might allow to light a candle which has the property of smell which keeps the bugs away. The property of it is a scented candle. The nature of it keeps the smell. So the scented candle go into the system. The first case is incense, but you know their question was this type of a scented candle that go under this prohibition of lighting it like incense or not. So I said, I told the person, if you're going to light your candles in your sukkah, so lighting candles that have light in the sukkah, that's a valid need. The fact that it's also set, that it's not, doesn't make it awesome. If you already have lights there, you want to light only for the purpose of set, then you might even get it wrong in the question. No, sorry, the question wasn't his sex. The question was, the neighbor had just mulched their backyard, and mulch when it first puts out has this horrendous smell. So, like the whole, the smell was wafting into their sukkah of this repulsive smell. They wanted to light these scented candles to overcome that smell. So, I said, you have a problem. You're lighting it for scent purposes, that'll be a problem. You're lighting it for light purposes, that's a valid need. Theoretically. The mover of the Sipdal Kameh, the Isser, Hukam, came to Thompson. The boss said the mice of the meeting is not to be worried about this concern. No, go to Hukam. So what's on in the minute to be made? So the remorse point was that some people don't do this because there's going to be one scenario which will be problematic. So I said the minute to be made. I mean, since most scenarios it's not problematic, right? So we're not worried about that one possibility. Or alternatively, there's no case which is problematic. We're going to deny the whole principle. Lighting for cold is a valid need. We don't ask you to start getting measuring how cold and how hot. You know, how warm it is. Okay. Fine. I'm going to get some water before we start the next set. That's a cooking oven for cooking. Okay, sit thanks. So this is, let's go ahead and sip. As understood in the law, I'm going to have to discuss how it applies nowadays. This is the question of showers nowadays. It's permitted to heat up water on Yom Tov to wash your hands. I will call Gufoy. You cannot heat up water on Yom Tov to wash your whole body. I feel in a roast of a basachas. Even if a person does not wash your whole body at one time, it doesn't aver. That's not mutter to heat up water for that purpose. Now, on Shabbos, besides the issue of heating up the water, and we'll see over here in one second, Chazal made a gzera of the washing, because washing will lead to heating. So on Shabbos, a person cannot wash even with water which is heated from before Shabbos. Called gufa eber eber.
I thought the issue is because of schita. You can't do it.
That actually is not. Yes, 1 second. The Gemara does not say it is because of skita. The Gemara says it is because we're afraid that that happened was that they used to heat up. If I'm going to allow you to heat water Erev Shabbos, and then go to the Merchatz, that water was heated Erev Shabbos and wash with it. Eventually, what was happening was that the bathhouse attendants were actually heating it on Shabbos and using that water on Shabbos. That's the problem with Gemara. If that's the problem, so washing the cold is not a problem. The only problem is you want to wash it more. There's an issue washing in cold. So the Gemara says maybe we'll put on the acid. They also ask for cold because what they ask for, they ask for cold. So that's the Lord makes differentiations in that. I think your din is to wash in cold on Shabbos, total cold. The case of a person in Mitzdar is mutter. The person wants to take a fully cold shower on Shabbos in Mitzdar is mutter. Comes along the Mug of the Rum and says there's a minute not to, because of which introduced by the Rishon, and the Xerion might come to the problem of skeeter. Okay? Now, the case of the Mug of the Rum is talking about actually wasn't in America, so it was in the north, the river. Rav brings four different reasons in the Rishonim to explain what this minhag was about back in Erev Shabbos. Most of them, many of them, do not apply. Some of them was actually the person would, as he walked out of the water, would carry the water on his body. Because when you're in the river, there's little things there which float by. He'd push them away and cause them to move down the aisles of Carmelis. One was because Erev was skita of Sar. So it's four different reasons. Comes along, Rishon says, in Europe, there was no, they didn't have a shower concept. They had a Merchatz, you know, you go to the Merchatz, you pour water in yourself. They didn't have a shower, it wasn't very common in Europe. So the minhag wasn't established on a shower, it was established on a river, or a pool. But he came to America, he found the minhag in America was to be marked around a shower. And all other reasons because they felt that also applies to this era of Shema Yisrael on the Sirens. So that's not clear. Instead of direct halacha, Russia says there's an establishment. Russia puts his imprimatur on to say that there is an established meaning in America not to take showers because it's era Shema Yisrael. He says, but they didn't have it in Europe. He says, here America was, you know, it wasn't really easy. The whole system came out that really, you know, a different person having a shower in your own home. So that's even a cult. But right now we're going, this is way before that minig, we're going Mikuradin. So a person wants to heat up water and to wash himself. So to do that for his hands, right, and Shmuel will say face or feet, face, hands, and feet. So that's mutter. So your whole body is also to heat water on Yom Tov. So wash yourself. And on Shabbos, there's an issue to wash yourself with water just heated from before Shabbos. On Yom Tov, we'll see there's a mutter. You're allowed to take water just heated before Yom Tov and wash every air. But you cannot heat water on Yom Tov for that purpose. The water just heated from before Yom Tov, that'd be mutter. So one of the questions which comes up is how do we to judge our water heater now? Right? Because the car of the water heater, the water is heated from a four yump. So theoretically, what's the problem? Right? So, at least, you know, the first person that takes a shower, right? But, Moshe Mazalman raises the question that that's not correct. And here's an interesting question. He says like this. There's an interesting, there's a chupa ravadi, which is makeup. And there's a mistake in that tshuva for two reasons. It's applied to here in America, when I heard somebody do it. It's a mistake for two reasons. Number one, Rav Gvadia's case was dealing with a dud shemesh, which is not heating water in a fire, so it's not halacha d'oraisa. Dealing with a case where it was a durabon. Heating a dud shemesh is a these solar heaters, like you see what they have on the roofs, right? That's number one. And number two, that in America, if you close your intake valve on your water heater and your average home, you get no water out of it. Because the way the water gets to your water heater is with water pressure. Water pressure comes from the water main. If you close the intake valve, there's no water pressure. It's not going anywhere. And it's a swirl, it's worse based on gravity. So you can close your intake valve and not worry about heating any water. Just empty out the dome. What's going to happen? In America, it's impossible. So the only way I can get water to my sink or to my faucet is by having new water come in. So that new water comes, it gets heated. It comes out, but every time I take out water, my malach isn't the water that I'm taking out. The malach is the water that which is coming in to replace the water I'm taking out. And I want that to happen because otherwise they can't get any water. So every time I take water out, I'm heating water on Yom Tov in order to be able to have a shower. Not that I use that water for the shower, but I'm heating water on Yom Tov to have a shower. That's a problem. You can't heat water on Yom Tov to have a shower. So the answer is, well, close your intake valve. It don't work like that. So now, in apartment buildings, in very tall apartment buildings, water pressure doesn't work to get it to those at that level. So they have a pump.
Somebody asked me about the Warwick. I said, I have no idea.
So if you have a pump, it comes out the theoretically, they could close the intake valve. They don't need the water to come in to be able to get water to you. Right? So when I take the shower, the fact that water's coming in and getting heated when I take my water out, that's not my business. I don't care. I don't need that. Okay. That's already a situation to learn into it. I'm causing it to happen, but I don't care. Right? As opposed to in my house, it's a situation to Nicholas. That's the Rashi Miskav. But over there, it's a situation to Nicholas, which we met with, which should change the sugya. Okay. Now, so that's so far we've seen the Mechaber. A lot more to see over here. So there are more.
So you can't say it's a lachashon to be called gufa if the water comes in. You want the water to come in so you can have water come out, but you don't want it to be heated.
So that's an interesting question. It's hard to say you don't want it to be heated because you like to have hot water in there for other valid needs.
Yeah, you're lawful in a sense. You have a shower, and you're lawful, you wait till Sunday.
But it's hard to say. But, you're asking a fair question. Every situation, the loin is delay, requires a lawful sense of the goof. Right? I'm schlepping the thing and making the harutz. I'm schlepping the bench and I make a groove. So I'm making a groove. But I don't need the groove. Just love to see the goof. But we pass in the double that secretious chayiv. Love to see the goof is part. How do those two things stem? So that is a fascinating question that they asked this question to the Ben Ovram Ben Rambam. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Ben Ovram Ben Rambam. The Ben Ovram Ben Rambam said, "Malacha Nisil Gufa is I'm doing Malacha A, thinking about A, doing it, telling you I don't want it for this purpose. So that is better in Halacha than doing Malacha B, which causes A, you know, not thinking about A. So the act of the active thought process of doing A and declaring it not for its regular purpose removes it from the status of Malacha. When I'm doing B and B causes A, I'm not really thinking about A, so I've never given any thought process to define whether I want A or not. So then that's worse in Malacha than Malacha in a single goof. Okay, so there more. You're allowed to wash a child. Okay, so now the Mishabura will say the case of that it was heated not for the purpose of washing the child. we're going to say that if it was heat of other purposes, there's still an issur of rechitza for a child. They did not ask for rechitza. Again, the issue was the heating. Now the issue was the rechitza for a child. This is considered a valid need, and they were allowed the rechitza. For an adult, it's not a valid need. They did not allow the rechitza. I'm also the chomer mitzarcha. I feel like an Yehudi, but you can't heat water to wash the child. That's awesome. Even if Ayinay and Akum, because that's at best it's a problem. If I'm telling you that washing, heating water to wash a whole body is called not shabbat l'chol nefesh, so the kid is not shabbat l'chol nefesh. So it's the right to wash the water, to eat the water. So I can't have a goy do it for me. Now, our kishitzorach lehem levasho l'hadias. So we have there's a dinner of bishurim. If I want to put a big pot on the stove to cook, that's how they heated water, right? They didn't have a water heater, so I can put a pot. I need to wash my dishes. How do you wash your dishes? You use hot water. How do you hot water? You put a pot on the stove. So I can put a pot this big. She said I put it about this big. I put it about this big. As long as it's one maisa, it's water. And then I can use the water for bread. Then I can, now that I have water, which is warm. So now I can use it to wash the child. Fine. We did a commentary about Kama B'Shabbos, Kedisa B'Shim and Shin Chavog, that when it comes to Rechitza in Kama Tiberi, because it also limits what you're allowed to do, that's a little difference in Shabbos and Nefer. Now, Sok, the Machaber Vait, Abamayim Shehuchma Me'erev Yom Tiv, what the lyric is called Gufay Fino Ke'echot, so the Shulchan Aruch holds you allowed to wash your whole body from water which is cooked and heated before Yom Tiv, not even ever, but Bebasat. Miodav includes America, so America is awesome. Comes around, the Rambam says, but there's Chazal still Aser Exera of using Americans. So there's Exera, even though I'm allowed to take, wash myself totally, the water was heated bad before Yom Tiv. I cannot do it in America because that when it's Xeris America, it's that Chazal Aser Shabbos and Yom Tov America because they used to abuse America. So one of the questions they have with modern showers is, are modern showers going under the umbrella of America? In other words, according to the Rambam, would you have this issue of Xeris America or not? Comes to Ramah, and they also repeat on Yom Tov also. The Shmuel will point out there's a difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov, even according to the Ramah. And Shabbos, Eber is also. And Yom Tov, the Ramah holds Eber is more. So if I'm an Ashkenazi and I want to take water which is heated from before Yom Tov, I'm allowed to wash Eber. If I'm a Sephardi, water heated from Yom Tov, I'm allowed to wash everybody straight. Not even Eber. All one time. But both agree that they cannot heat water on Yom Tov for that purpose. But the question is, what's the issue that you can what limits you? If it's out, Xeris Merichatz, so they even pass as one as that. No, that was probably Xeris Rechitza. If it's out, Shabbat L'chol Nefesh, so now people argue, well, nowadays, it's Shabbat L'chol Nefesh. Right? So that's where the argument comes. But it's all ignoring what Moshe says. There's a minig in America not to take a shower out to Xeris Rechitza. So if people tell me, though, it's mutter, I said, you know, that's very nice, but you're ignoring that Moshe codified in the law of the Mice that there's a minig not to take a shower. So, okay, you want to argue with Moshe, it's your business. But you have to understand, you know, it's chlor, no shiloh, it's mutter nowadays. What is that? First of all, according to the Rambam, maybe our shower is Americhatz. Number two, you have to say that you feel confident that you can declare with a confidence that the state. You see from the Chazal, they make their smerchats that before, so they step back from it because of what the people couldn't hold up the zero because people wash themselves constantly. We're Maine, you know, we're like very hygienic. And as much as they were, before that wasn't true. They went to the Americans constantly. It wasn't like in Europe, you know, in the Middle Ages. It's still didn't work. I'm not sure we'll call that. So you know, you have to say that with the confidence which you need to have a lot of self-confidence, maybe a lot of guidance. He said, "You know for sure." So Shabazzam says that here's the story. He really believes it's a good story. He's not confident enough to say that it's good. We have that. That's Shabbos Chol Nefesh nowadays. So he said, "Listen, Shabbazzam never didn't have your self-confidence. Oh, look, the way you have, you all this wonder. Shabbazzam couldn't figure it out." Oh yeah. She told me that's Israelis, Americans. They're different. I don't know. I'm not convinced.
So, what did you get? Would there be any heather, like if you got really sweaty on like some store or something like that, or not really?
So you can take a cold shower. That's you can take a cold shower on Shabbos. So take a cold shower on Shabbos. You know, just you have to be careful. In other words, the minute never applied to a mitzvah. You're a mitzvah. So mitzvah is what you just have to be careful not to squeeze. Take a cold shower. That's cold.
And you're not supposed to shampoo. You're just washing yourself off.
Thematically, you can lose the liquid soap. The problem is, you know, the skeet issue. So you just have to be careful with the skeet issue. Shampoo, you have a problem that you when you rub your hands in the shampoo, you pull out your hair. So you assume about you're gonna about hair. So just to touch it lightly. Shampoo is always hard to do that. You're always gonna pull out your hair.
They record reading a shiva from Rav Moshe. Somebody asked him if he could wash his face in Shabbos because he could pull the hairs out of his beard. And the answer is, wash your face, so don't worry about it.
Right.
But the hairs do.
That's a fair thing that says that you do that. It's actually more versus Nozer. Very faithful. The Kaz says that the Nozer was allowed to touch his beard, and he has an issue pulling out hair. He's allowed to do it like this, and he can't rub vigorously in his hair because it's a secret to pull out hair. So that's a fair. That's a Kaz that helps Shabbos. They have a problem with Shabbos, so there's a secret you can pull out hair.
No, I was asking because you said be careful if you take a cold shower, be careful. If you shampoo,
you want to shampoo, the nature of shampoo is you do it vigorously. So that's the case of the Shulchan Aruch. You want to do it very lightly, fine. You know. Okay. Yes. We should worship God with this. Well, maybe let's hold it here. Okay. So very exciting.